Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story in just a week. People across the Chicago area will gather with families and friends of all ages to celebrate Thanksgiving. Those feasts are having coming at a bad time with the city's COVID-19 case trends. WBBM's Rachel Pearson with the latest from Chicago's official doctor.
In terms of our outbreak, the numbers are not good.
In her biweekly Q&A session, Dr. Allison Arwady went over Chicago's latest coronavirus figures, including a daily average of 501 new cases.
We're currently averaging 18 cases per 100,000 per day. And although that is well under the national average, it is much higher than we were even a few weeks ago.
The Chicago Department of Public Health reports a daily average of 4 COVID deaths, which is double from last week.
Our hospital COVID numbers are now back into substantial transmission.
Dr. Arwady said she's encouraged to see almost 13,000 vaccines administered each day, but warns cases could continue to climb as we head into the holidays. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Adult man facing drug charges and more after being shot by Joliet police. Police say William J. Jenkins drove at them and pinned an officer with a vehicle at a Wendy's parking lot. The incident happened after 3:30 during a traffic stop on North Center Street. The pinned officer and the suspect were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
A Chicago holiday tradition is set to return tomorrow morning.
The sound of carts ferrying boxes of collectible mugs around Daly Plaza as workers and vendors prepare for the opening of the Chris Kindle Market. The holiday tradition went virtual last year because of the pandemic. Lila Schmidt with German-American Events, which organizes the Chris Kindle Market, says they're glad to be back.
It just brings us so much joy to see how many people have made this their annual holiday tradition.
This is the 25th anniversary of the first Chris Kindle Market in 1996, and Schmidt says she's happy it has become a local holiday tradition.
The experience itself is something that people appreciate, and it just makes us happy to see the smiles on people, you know, when families come here, when they celebrate it with their loved ones.
Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Police further in northwest Indiana say they have solved the thefts of ammunition and other items from a state wildlife area in 2018.
Indiana Conservation Officer Alex Neal says it was Nicola Katansky of Munster who broke into the office of the Willow Slough Fish and Wildlife Area in Morocco. Neal says Katansky stole signs as well as a couple of stuffed deer heads and other stuffed animals that were on display in addition to the ammunition.
After a lengthy investigation with multiple officers involved, we were able to identify a suspect and conducted some more investigating on it and had enough to pick up an arrest warrant for the suspect.
Police say Katansky was arrested after investigators searched his home. Prosecutors have charged Katansky with burglary and theft, both felonies. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police investigating a scuffle between a high school senior and a Chicago police officer who was working security at Westinghouse College Prep this week. Video of the fight between a 17-year-old boy and the officer shows the officer holding a gun and shoving the boy against a wall. The student says it started Tuesday afternoon when school let out. He says the officer stopped him from leaving the building through a door designated for people with disabilities.
What does it take to make the best pork sandwich? Just ask Normal Community High School. WBBM's Mike Krauser did.
The school's A-Train concessions received the Golden Spatula Award in a competition pitting high school concession stands against one another. The stand is named for a former football player, Adam A-Train Denzer, who died in 2008 in a farming accident. The school's principal, Trevor Chapman, told WMBD in Peoria the name is special to fans.
The side of the trailer says in memory of Adam Denzer, and I think that's important for people to see when they come up and buy a pork chop. They're not just buying a pork chop like you would anywhere else. You're buying something that's been, you know, made with a lot of love and a lot of connection to that family.
Normal competed against 70 other schools to win the inaugural Pork and Pigskin State Championship, sponsored by the Illinois Pork Producers Association. That's the story from Normal.
As Bears get ready for the Ravens, the veteran tight end Jimmy Graham meeting the media today. Doesn't speak a lot, has had a great deal of success in his career, now in a mentoring role. When he gets his opportunities, though, he's been cashing in like he did against Pittsburgh on a great throw by Justin Fields. It's drawing a lot of attention. But Graham can sit back and evaluate and sees a bright future for the Bears offense.
That's the big reason I'm here, you know, is to help out these young kids. You know, my guy Cole, you know, coming into his own and you know, to help out. I mean, we had a lot of young guys. So, you know, it's just kind of sharing that knowledge and you know, seeing how much potential is in, you know, each and every one of the young guys that we do have is truly unbelievable. You know, the amount of talent that we do have and you know, to continue to see him grow, to continue to see Cole and Mooney, our running backs, you know, it's there's a lot to look forward to.
And that includes Justin Fields, who he praised as well. As the Bears get ready for the Ravens defense, they got to be ready for the blitz and the pressure package of Baltimore. Akeem Hicks, Khalil Mack, Allen Robinson, Danny Trevathan, Elijah Wilkinson all missing practice today. Eddie Jackson, though, limited, so on his way back from a hamstring injury. 9 a.m. our pregame, noon the kickoff, Sunday from Soldier Field. Mark Jackson did not practice for a second straight day for the Ravens. He's been sick. Marquise Brown, their star receiver, and rookie star Rashad Bateman also did not practice. New England takes on Atlanta tonight in the Monday night matchup. Baseball, dreading a potential lockout. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred saying owners have yet to decide that. A new labor deal needs to get done before the CBA expires on December 1st, but that seems unlikely. Some form of a lockout may take root. Bulls are in Denver tomorrow night after losing in Portland last night. The Blackhawks skated Edmonton Saturday. They beat Seattle last night. With sports on your home for the Bears, Jeff Joniak, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Lightfoot administration brought a party atmosphere to South Shore today to help celebrate the latest round of what city leaders call the Invest Southwest Neighborhood Development Initiative.
The Friends Band set the tone as Mayor Lightfoot celebrated $1.4 billion in investments on Chicago's south and west sides over the last 2 years. And she says every project had direct involvement from community groups and businesses.
They identified for us what their needs were. And we saw remarkable things that were being uplifted by the community that we didn't understand and see but for being in concert with them.
As the city announced a third round of Invest Southwest Developments, Helene Gale, head of the Chicago Community Trust, declared that they helped close the wealth gap in challenged communities.
The wealth gap, the wealth divide between Black and Latinx and white communities and household is the root of our region's most significant challenges.
Two of the new mixed-use developments are in Humboldt Park, the others in South Shore. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Jurors in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial in Kenosha are headed home after a third day of deliberations, no verdicts. They're set to return tomorrow to continue their discussions about whether the Antioch man should be convicted for the shooting deaths of two people during last year's protests. WBBM's Brandon Eisen live outside the courthouse in Kenosha.
It is now just starting to get dark. There have been a few slight snow flurries throughout the day. Businesses around Kenosha and near the courthouse remain open with no window boarding in place. The roads are barrier-free, and the Army National Guard is hidden from view as a small number of demonstrators remain on the courthouse steps and directly across the street in a small park. It is loud, but that's mostly due to just one or two bullhorns in use. There have only been about a couple dozen people present at any given time. Speaking with a number of individuals that are here calling for either an acquittal or a guilty verdict, those expecting an acquittal tell WBBM that if Rittenhouse is found guilty on any of the five felony counts, they will accept the outcome as a result of process and respect the jury decision. The outlook is a little different for those that say Kyle Rittenhouse needs to be held accountable. They tell WBBM that if Rittenhouse is found guilty on even just one charge, they will feel that justice has been served. However, if he walks free, They'll feel that there was some sort of failure, so a not guilty verdict may lead to further demonstration. On the courthouse steps, there are these two opposing sides, two opposing views of how this verdict should come down, and sitting on the conversations between the two sides, the discussions so far have remained very civil. There is a sense among the Rittenhouse acquittal supporters, though, that some of the rhetoric that's being used by those calling for a guilty verdict may be intimidating to the jurors, and say that they fear it may have an effect on the outcome. Live in Kenosha, Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
When the verdict is announced, we'll bring it to you live here on the air and also through the Odyssey app.
Coronavirus cases are on the rise a bit in Cook County. The CDC reports more than 1,100 new cases in the county yesterday, and that's a 1% increase over Wednesday. Chicago's Health Commissioner, Dr. Allison Arwady, says the city is now averaging about 501 cases per day. That's up 18% from last week. She anticipates the number will continue to climb as we head into the holidays, which is why she's reminding parents about getting their children vaccinated.
Right now is the time to get vaccinated for the holidays. They need that first vaccine dose by this Saturday to be fully vaccinated in time for Christmas.
In the meantime, Illinois' COVID case positivity rate is just over 3%.
Students at a West Suburban high school are calling for more mental health support after a second classmate died by suicide this year.
Neuqua Valley High School has lost two students to suicide in the last 3 weeks. Senior Claire Malloy spoke at the District 204 board meeting expressing a need for additional mental health resources.
Having counselors and social workers trained specifically for adolescents would be an incredible asset.
Other peers explained that three counselors for each grade made up of more than 800 students each isn't enough. Superintendent Adrian Talley says it's a national staffing issue.
One that has been around for several years as we continue to struggle to find additional psychologists, social workers, and others with the skill sets.
Talley added the district will meet with all three high school principals this week to discuss ways to, quote, augment what they're already doing in schools to focus on mental health. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Some veterans and their families received some help today as they planned their holiday meal. It was an event that went on in the South Loop. WBBM's Jim Goodis is there. He's live on the Newsline.
Veterans, military members, and their families, Lisa, lined up despite the strong wind and cold weather for the Chicago Bears yearly turkey giveaway in the parking lot of the Jewel Store near Canal and Roosevelt. Many, including Army veteran Dennis Ash of Rosemont, say the giveaway helps them have a happy Thanksgiving despite tough economic times.
My income is basically just enough for my rent and my utilities at times.
So without this?
I wouldn't be able to have a dinner. I wouldn't be able to afford a turkey with the prices they are these days. Or any of the, you know, fixings to go along with it.
The Bears provided enough turkeys and sides to provide Thanksgiving meals to 350 families of veterans and active duty military. Reporting live in the South Loop, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.